With what you need to know in the news on Monday, May 2nd, 2022, I'm Vin Abneau. A small plane with two people on board crashed at Ocean County Airport in Berkeley late Sunday afternoon. The Cessna 172, owned by a Jackson resident, left Englishtown Airport at 5 p.m. and was scheduled to arrive at 5:30, according to FAA records and FlightAware.com. Berkeley Township Police Sergeant Taylor Butler told the Asbury Park Press that a pilot and flight instructor ran into mechanical problems and were not harmed. Manchester police continue investigating a motorcycle crash that claimed a man's life on Saturday afternoon. Through their preliminary investigation, police learned that Paul Brinkman and Michael Varkapine were both heading east on Pasadena Road. Varkapine tried suddenly pulling over after seeing a disabled motorist, but Brinkman, who was behind him, couldn't react in time and collided with the other motorcycle. Both men were ejected from their bikes. Brinkman, who was not wearing a helmet, passed away at the scene. Legislation to extend New Jersey's smoking ban to casinos hasn't seen any action from state lawmakers. Meanwhile, a new poll out of Stockton University finds that most New Jersey residents would like to see AC casinos go smoke-free.
62% of Garden State adults support a complete smoking ban on casino floors. 31% are against the proposal. John Frungen, director of the William J. Hughes Center for Public Policy at Stockton, says there's even majority support in South Jersey, but it's slightly lower.
There are more people who are dependent on the casino industry for jobs in the South.
The industry says that a smoking ban would result in lost revenue and, in turn, job losses. I'm Dean Alflamia.
A convicted sex offender has been arrested for taking pictures of a 7-year-old boy under a bathroom stall at the Costco in Stafford. 39-year-old Christopher D'Inverno of Barnegat was charged with invasion of privacy and endangering the welfare of a child and then brought to the Ocean County Jail. An NJ Transit committee discussed the concept of restoring a single mask required car on its trains at a Friday meeting, and there are clear tears in the response. Commuter activists who are for it, board members who are sympathetic, managers who'd rather not, and conductors who are strongly opposed.
Commuter Adam Reich says,
whether you choose to mask or whether you choose not to, everybody can have a meaningful choice.
Board members like Bob Gordon like it.
It seems on its face to have a good deal of appeal. I think it's a way to help us bring people back to mass transit.
Management would rather not, as noted by CEO Kevin Corbett.
Obviously, we're not talking about mass bus only or mass light rail, so there are a lot of equity issues. A lot of operational issues, security issues.
And after a couple of years of mass battles, Conductors Union Chief Jerome Johnson says it's ridiculous.
This is not a good idea, and we are vehemently against it.
At the State House, this is Michael Simons.
From just one nesting pair in the state through the 80s to more than 220 today, bald eagles are one of New Jersey's biggest wildlife management success stories. But as their habits change over the decades, they are more susceptible than ever to man-made threats, not all of which can be managed as easily as others.
Take vehicle strikes, for instance. Not much can be done about those, says Kathy Clark with the Division of Fish and Wildlife Endangered and Non-Game Species Program.
Some of the other things are going to take more time to help solve, like outlawing certain kinds of rodenticides because they make their way into other species populations.
On the contrary, Fish and Wildlife works with New Jersey's power companies to install equipment to reduce the risk of electrocution. More bald eagles in suburban and urban areas isn't necessarily a bad thing, Clark says. For instance, residential areas tend to have trees that are good for nesting. In Trenton, I'm Patrick Lavery.
A party advertised on Instagram and attended by several hundred teens led Howell Police to close down Radina Hall on Friday night. The bathroom also flooded during the event, according to Howell Police. The club was shut down in June after three people attended a party were stabbed. COVID-19 impacted everybody's mental health, including older adults. The two-year restrictions implemented during the pandemic forced many seniors to isolate from their loved ones, causing depression and anxiety.
Dr. Carrie Ditzel, clinical psychologist at Baker Street Behavioral Health in Paramus, says it's never normal to feel lousy no matter your age.
Depression in older adults can look like what people might stereotypically think is normal, but it's really important to differentiate that.
Besides the isolation the pandemic brought, it's now a struggle for seniors to get back to their lives.
They're not working anymore. They've been retired. So what are they going out for now? Where are they going when they go out? And are they having access to social events?
She says set them up with Zoom so they they can still feel connected to others, and it might motivate them to physically get back out in the world. In Trenton, I'm Jen Ursulo.
Ticks don't ever really go away in the Garden State, but this time of year begins a stretch of months when residents need to be the most careful.
Spring into summer is when ticks are in their nymph stage, meaning they're extremely small and less likely to get detected by New Jerseyans who are enjoying the nicer weather with more exposed skin. Dina Fonseca with the Center for Vector Biology at Rutgers says of most concern is the black-legged tick, aka deer tick. That's the one that carries Lyme disease and is most likely to bite humans.
There are many other species that can be of concern, and we really have very little information about those.
Also common in New Jersey, she says, are the Lone Star tick, Asian longhorned tick, and American dog tick. I'm Dean Alflamia.
Gas prices held steady overnight at an average of $4.22 a gallon for regular. That's still about 12 cents higher a gallon than a week ago. Increases in crude oil have been pushing pump prices higher nationwide, according to AAA. A year ago, we were paying below $3 a gallon. I'm Vin Abineau on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Monday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.